right, boys and girls, here we go. Another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It is Wednesday, Long Song Wednesday, March 13th. How you doing, Dave? Here, all the good stuff for you. Extra good stuff. Really fun show today. We started things off by mocking the New York Giants. Yes, as much as it hurt, as much as it pains us as Philadelphia sports fans to do that. That's where we started off today. Then we sent in an application to DeBribe University and stayed on that topic big time today as the scandal for admissions in Hollywood. Well, nationwide, but the focus has largely been on two Hollywood actresses who were just busted by the FBI for cutting corners financially with their kids. We hit the phones to see what you would bribe your way into if you had that kind of cash. There's fast food scents showing up in all sorts of products these days. We talked yesterday during Breakfast with the Beatles and had a fun supercut of the litany of big artists who've covered that song. We spun the wheel for Long Song Wednesday, had a little Full House trivia. Yeah, we stayed on that bribery scandal, and this is what it sounded like. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
It's a sunshiny day here in Philadelphia because not only has Odell Beckham been traded to the Browns, right, but they're keeping Eli Manning, and that's two guaranteed wins for the Eagles this fall.
Love it.
How much money? Now, I'm still trying to figure this all out. How much money did he get?
So he signed a new contract, 5 years, $90 million. Now, that doesn't mean he got $90 million. He got $20 million signing bonus, and the contract was $40 million guaranteed, so a total of $65 million guaranteed.
Okay.
And that kicks in this coming season. So the Giants signed him to all that money, paid him $20 million, and then traded him.
And then traded him.
Yeah. All right. For a first-round pick, which will be 17th overall, third-round pick, which I think is like 95th, and safety Jabril Peppers.
I'm going to troll so many Giants fans today. It's going to be great. It's a wonderful day.
That's going to be. And I know some people right here in this building that we could just go stand in front of and smile and smile and smile.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
I've got to tell you something. This whole story about the admissions cheating scandal.
Right.
I mean, it does amaze me. I feel just the slightest bit bad for Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman because their names keep getting mentioned where there's so many other people who are serious business people and CEOs and stuff like that whose names aren't being mentioned at all. But because they're celebrities, they're getting mentioned. And I think probably one of the reasons why they're getting mentioned is they don't want any sort of celebrity justice. People want to make sure that these people, you know, go through this, you know, get the same criminal treatment as the rest of the people.
They won't. Don't worry.
You don't think so?
No. God,
you don't think so?
I don't think any of these people will, really.
Yeah. I mean, Lori Loughlin from a Full House, right, paid half $1 million to get her two girls into, what was it, USC she was trying to get them into? Right.
Imagine paying half $1 million just so at your dinner party you can say, oh, the girls got into USC.
Yeah, right. And they're on the rowing team.
Right.
They've never been in a boat, but they're on the rowing. I'm just trying to figure out how the hell did Lori Loughlin get a $500,000 to get her kids into school.
Well, man, full house money.
What, 8 seasons?
Right, right.
They're still shooting that stupid show on Netflix.
All right. Maybe that's it. All right.
Syndication.
And then, of
Who
course,
knows?
Felicity Huffman. Right. You know, she's in on it also.
William H. Macy's wife.
Right,
picture him fretting at home. It's not hard.
Right. You know what's kind of wild? It's like, you know, wait a second. You know, he got trashed by something his wife did. Although something tells me, I mean, if, what'd you pay, $125,000, something
who
like
knows?
That? All right. He must have known something. Hey, honey.
It's kind of hard to believe he's not
$125,000 to a... Oh, it was a handbag. Oh, okay, fine. All right. I just, you know, that's why I'm thinking about setting up my own school. If you can make this kind of money, right, then having a school like...
Is your child struggling at school? Want to make sure he or she will get into college? Then call DeBribe University. Our team of tutors will come to your home with a 3-step plan to make sure they'll get into college. Step 1, sit down with your child and assess where he or she is struggling. Step 2, determine a tutoring plan. And step 3, when everybody realizes that your child is too dumb, think up a way to bribe a university into accepting them.
My son is dumb.
Real dumb.
Well,
Well, after attempting to help him learn calculus, the tutor from DeBribe University just paid a bunch of money, wrote on the application that he had a 4.9 GPA, and was captain of the chess team. We said that he speaks 8 languages. He barely speaks English. And he got into Yale.
College time is going to be the goodest time for me at college.
DeBribe University. Bribe and lie your child's way into college today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it.
MGK.
Cindy, are you a candle person?
No, because
no.
I'm afraid of fire.
You're, really? Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know, unfortunately, I believe that. my wife is a candle junkie, right? And hopefully these are not candles she's going to be buying. It seems that a company in Australia is selling a new scented candle that supposedly smells exactly like McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Oh, now I'm in.
Right, right, good.
It's bad enough my car already smells like this. Why should my house smell like it?
Good.
Right, right. Yep, yep. It's called Macca's Run. Macca's being, you know, short for McDonald's. Right, and they say it smells like a combination of beef, onions, pickles, ketchup, mustard, and cheese.
Sign me up.
All right.
When you say it like that, that doesn't sound good. But when you say it like a McDonald's cheeseburger,
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
See, the marketing has worked.
Okay. So not to be outdone, Del Taco, which is a chain out west, who just got nominated as the third best French fries in America. Right?
It's a taco place, though?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. All right.
Anyway, they've decided that they should put out something also. Mm-hmm. So they've put out bar soap that's called Eau de French Fry. All right. So, all right.
Doesn't do it as.
No. The idea of washing yourself with a soap that smells like greasy French fries, it's not like that scent is going to go away once you step out of the shower. Right.
John, we have an obesity problem in this country. It's going to be a huge seller.
I'm hungry. I'll just gnaw my arm.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Right now, we are serving breakfast, and yesterday was recorded in 1965. By 1967, it was recognized by the Guinness Book of Records as the most covered song ever. And at that time, the count was over 3,000 versions of it. Hmm. All right. You know, I've told you this before. I mean, you know, and there's so many people who have done it. So I decided, why not give you the opportunity to hear it with 20 different people singing it.
Okay.
All right.
Kinda
so,
cool.
I will identify who all the people are, but there are 20 people here. I will tell you that singers 5, 6, 11, 14, and 19, right, are really difficult to figure out.
Right.
Some you'll get right away, some you might have to put some thought into. But here we go. Here is Yesterday, all in cover versions.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Life looks as though they're here to stay.
Oh, I believe in yesterday. There's a shadow hanging over me.
Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say.
Don't know, she wouldn't say.
yesterday.
Love was such an easy game to play.
Now I need a place to hide away.
Oh, I believe yesterday.
Breakfast of the Beatles ending with All You Need Is Love. We started out with the cover versions of Yesterday over, well, in 1967, and we said this at the beginning, right? Over 3,000 different versions had already been recorded of Yesterday. It is the most recorded song in history. So today we put together all of these versions and see if you could figure out who they all were. And just to confirm for you, and I said some of these were tougher than others, start out with Willie Nelson,
okay,
Bob Dylan, Ray Charles, Tom Jones, then Gladys Knight and the Pips. All right, that was one of the tough ones. Number six was Placido Domingo, the opera singer. Another tough one. Frank Sinatra, Boys to Men, that Steve got immediately when I played it for
impressive.
Him yesterday.
Philly Proud.
Right. Neil Diamond, and then Elvis. Two that were hard to separate from each other. All right, but Neil Diamond, then Elvis. Then number 11, another tough one, Perry Como. Most people don't even know who he is anymore. All right, Marvin Gaye. Michael Bolton, who I thought was very identifiable. Number 14 was Jan and Dean. That was rough, right? James Taylor, Carrie Underwood, Barry Manilow, Diana Ross, country singer Marty Robbins was number 19. That was the last tough one. And then, of course, Aretha Franklin. So I hope you did well with it. You will. This will count toward your final grade in Beatles.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Okay, I'm going to pull a clip of that song, you know, that, and I'm going down, so I could use it tomorrow when he loses at Quick Draw for the second time in 1 week.
Shots fired.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was listening back to the audio of your cheating.
All right, I wasn't cheating.
And
it's
hysterical.
Anticipatory.
anticipatory of the question that you knew.
The question.
Whatever.
It's on the podcast if people want to hear it. Monday's podcast.
I immediately when you say it, I go, all right, I got a problem with this. And Dave starts laughing because he gets it. Right. He knows.
I heard it again, too.
Yeah. It's actually really funny audio. You should go listen to the podcast.
Well, a lot rides on me to make sure.
It'll be really funny tomorrow when you lose
the second time
in 1 week.
I'm fine with losing to you. If you don't know the questions.
I didn't know the question.
BS,
All I did was I went off of it. I had never played before. You guys have played a dozen times already. Sure. That's the first time I ever played myself. The pressure was on. I heard Pirate Ship, and I went Parrot.
I don't know why I'm even... I keep doing it.
You can relax,
Steve.
Why am
I arguing with you on this?
Steve, I wrote the questions out for tomorrow's game.
Okay, good.
They're proprietary. I'm not showing them to anyone. I'm going to check the gloves before the match. Everything's going
to
be fine.
I'm fine with that, losing to you like that. It's fine. Mm. I don't care. Listen, sometimes you lose.
Right.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Just like you lost when we did the singers' names.
Right.
So I got my victory for the year against you. I'm good. It's simple, man.
Tomorrow's a big match, man.
As long as you don't know the questions, we're good.
Just wait till tomorrow.
We're good.
Just wait till tomorrow. When
right, Brendan?
What time are we playing tomorrow?
Right.
After all this build-up, we better tell people.
7:40 tomorrow morning. 7:40 tomorrow morning, but now it's 7:40, and time for us to get to the Wheel of Long Songs. We've got so many requests this morning. They're coming in left and right. On the wheel this week, of course, we've got Eric Clapton's The Core, Jefferson Starship Miracles, The Listener Pick, and a lot of good ones, Kashmir from Led Zeppelin, The Almonds in Memory of Elizabeth Reed, Susie Q from CCR, and then, of course, the two bonus slots. We don't know what's behind them. Our program director goes in and finds some great deep tracks, and he throws it in there. So if you guys are ready, really, I want Listener Pick so much this week. I'm telling you, I have it in my mind.
I'm with
what that's going to be.
I'm going to stick with Susie Q. We've had that the last couple weeks,
All right, well, then let's get ready. Let's spin the wheel. Listener Pick.
Ooh.
Oh, it's close.
We missed it by one.
Oh, Eric Clapton's The Core. All right, Steve's got to go find that.
I always have to find it in the system.
Yeah, we missed bonus by one, and
listener pick
by two.
By two, yeah.
Yeah, so that's too bad. I'm telling you, there's going to be so much pleasure. But this is something that's going to make me and Debbie really happy. Both of us love this song. Eric Clapton, The Core, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Get your guitar groove on, folks. Eric Clapton before that with The Core. The woman who's singing in the background, Dave asked me about this, is a woman named Marcy Levy. She was a background singer for Clapton. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, she's the woman on Lay Down Sally. She's doing the background on that.
Okay.
Clapton started this song off, and he just called it. All it was that riff, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. right? You know? So he just had the riff, and he called it the riff, and then he called it the Burning Hot Core, and then it became The Core, and she helped him write it. Hmm. She helped him write the lyrics to it, so he put her in the song, and she actually has a writing credit on it.
That's awesome.
And that sax is a guy named Mel Collins, who did a lot of work with the Rolling Stones.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
You know, this whole thing with the admissions cheating, this whole admissions sure. cheating scandal, you know, look, I think that any parent out there will do anything possible to help their kids, mm-hmm. but not to the detriment of other people. You know, you want to help your kids. You don't want to teach them that they're going to get ahead this way.
Right.
I mean, Lori Loughlin's daughter, have you heard her yet?
No, but I've seen her.
All right. Oh, she's okay. All right. She's
Hello.
Hot. She's hot.
She's getting into my school.
Here is because she, you know, she's an influencer. So because she has,
oh is she
yeah yeah well, she's an influencer
big on Instagram or something
yeah and okay. and this is a video that she put out. Listen to this.
So I'll be going to college and I'll still be working on YouTube. With work, it's going to be hard. Like my first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work, and then I'll be in New York a bunch this year for work. And traveling to a different country because I'm creating something with this country, and that's for work. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying.
I don't care about school, as you guys
know. She's a realist. She knows what goes on there. Why would you get the degree? You have work across the globe.
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
I just don't get it. All right. But here's the question I have for everybody. All right. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If money wasn't a problem, if it was not an object at all right, what would you buy your way into?
Oh, man.
Cindy?
The options are endless.
I would buy my way into a rock band.
Into a rock band?
Yes. Yes. I want to be Pat Benatar, like back in the 80s.
But you'd have to play something.
Right.
You'd actually have to leave New Jersey.
Right. Well, that's not true. You could just be sign up as the DJ. Right. They just sit back there and pretend to do things, you know, fiddling the knobs.
I can play the piano and guitar.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right. Okay. So you could be in the band. You don't necessarily need to be the leader of the band.
Yeah.
You do realize it does, like Dave said, it does involve traveling. Something you're not a fan of.
As long as I don't have to drive myself.
Oh, okay.
She's going to get a Madden Cruiser.
All right.
The Cindy Cruiser.
What would you do, Sid?
I would buy my way into a membership at Augusta National Golf
Club. Oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
300 members. Oh. I think it's like 10 grand to 30 grand a year.
Nice.
I'm in.
Get the locker next to Condi Rice.
Damn right.
I mean, wherever it is, folks, whatever, if you had the money and didn't, money was not an object at all, right, what would you buy your way into? 215-263-WMGK.
I just came up with mine, and it's genius, at least for me.
Right.
A cameo in the next James Bond movie.
Sign me up.
Just a cameo.
I don't care if you have to just, you know, quickly shoot me in a bathroom or something. Put me in. Put me in, Coach.
I'm kind of like on Steve's level here. Mm-hmm. I would be the best level. I would become a member of the Union League here in Philadelphia.
Fancy!
I love that building. The restaurants are spectacular, right? And I love being in that building. So I don't have to wait for somebody to invite me.
Yeah.
I can just go anytime on my own. Before we get to all these phone calls and all these people on hold, there's something special we got to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Vassalotti this morning paid off his student loan.
Well, one of them.
One of them. Pretty damn good. Now, if I could only get down the 13 grand and the other 600 I have left from two more. Woo, baby.
I know some people you could bribe to get that done.
I think so.
Yeah, well, and that's what this is all about this morning. You know about the admissions scandal that's going on. They've singled out both Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Lori Laughlin, right?
Laughlin, Laughlin. I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce it.
Anyway, two of them, but a number of people are involved in this. It's really just really stupid and really rude. When you think about the amount of people who didn't get into college, sure, who didn't get onto teams,
that's the thing,
because of this, you know. Mm-hmm. And look, there are a lot of people who go in and they've got the money and they build a building and and get my kid into school. You know what? Okay, you did something for the school at least, but all of this was under the table.
This is just pocketed.
It was just yeah.
I didn't go to Arcadia to play baseball. I went to Arcadia because I got turned down from Yale because I couldn't afford to bribe somebody at
Yale. That's right. Yeah. I've never been prouder of my second-rate state school. Go Owls.
So the question at hand this morning is simply, if money wasn't an object, if it wasn't an object at all, right, what would you buy your way into? Now, I don't want you to purchase things. I want you to be able to buy your way into something like these kids are getting.
Yeah, something exclusive.
Parents are buying their way into school. And starting us off this morning, let's start with Jason. He's on line one. Come on in, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
All right. So, Jason, if money wasn't an object, what would you buy yourself into?
Into space, outer space. I'd get on a rocket and fly into outer space.
Oh, I am so upset I didn't think of that myself.
That would be for you,
this
space
is,
boy.
This screams me.
Are you just talking like just the Virgin flights where you can just get to the upper atmosphere of Earth, or are you talking go to another planet?
I mean, if money's no object, let's keep going, right?
Yeah.
I am so jealous. What a brilliant idea.
Can you just aim your antenna out to space so I can pick you guys up when I'm out there?
Oh, yeah. The problem is you have to wait 6 or 8 years before it gets there. So by the time you hear it, I'll be dead.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, have a great day, guys.
You too. George, what about yourself? What would you buy your way into if money wasn't a problem?
The papacy. Mr. Know-It-All. Remember Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Right. Yeah, I remember Mr. Know-It-All.
Infallibility.
Okay. Have a great morning. Mark, what about you?
I want to buy the seat next to Jeffrey Lurie at the Eagles game.
Oh, you want to be an Asian woman?
Well, no. I want to I want to watch the game. I just don't want to freeze.
All right. So you want to be in you'd be in Lurie's suite. Okay.
All right. Ed, what do you want?
I want to buy my way into the Senate.
That's how most of them get there.
There we go. Thanks for putting that on a tee.
Have a good morning. Bob, if you could buy your way into anything, what would you want to buy your way into?
Back in the day, the Playboy Mansion.
You know, there's a couple of things you should know about the Playboy Mansion. It's much smaller than it seems, and it smells like cat pee. That's the God's honest truth. Everybody I know who has been there has told me that very thing.
I think I can deal with it, though.
Okay. Have yourself a great morning. Marco.
Yes.
Money wasn't a problem. What would you buy your way into?
Well, they have this awesome rally. It's from Beijing to Paris. It costs $75,000 to get in. Whoa. And I think that would just be fabulous. You go all the way through China, through Mongolia.
Is that still happening? I know this was a big race back. It was Peking to Paris, wasn't it, back in the day?
It's every 3 years, and my husband just built a car for a couple that are doing it. I guess it starts the end of March.
What kind of car? Because I know back in the day there'd be like Volkswagen Bugs participating.
It's a Volvo P1800.
And what's your name?
Marco.
Like a man's name, Marco?
Yeah, I know.
All right. I just wanted to make sure, because we can't trust our interns when it comes to spelling.
Hey, at least someone didn't yell polo in the background.
Have a good morning. Okay, John, what could you do? If money was an object, what would you buy your way into?
I would love to buy my way in to be a disc jockey just like you, John, so I can play the best damn rock and roll ever made.
Wow.
Aim high, John. Aim high.
Actually, we can talk to sales. I'm sure something can be arranged.
Yeah, for the right amount of money, there's a salesperson on here who would put you on the air.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
I've got a question for you because I was above the age limit for this. Were you guys, seeing that we're talking about this college admission scandal, are you guys Full House kids?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, really?
I mean, I didn't have a TV growing up, but I'd catch it on, like, Saturday nights at my Grammys.
I caught the tail end of the last few years, because it started, I think it was 87 to 95.
Really?
I think that's
late 80s, early 90s.
No, I was way past. I thought I was still in my drugs and women stage. At that point, I was in my drugs, women, and more drugs stage. but no, because I have some Full House fact or fiction.
Oh, God.
See how you guys would do with this.
It's not going to be good, but
All right. Alanis Morissette wrote a nasty song called You Ought to Know. You remember You Ought to Know?
Yeah.
Right? It was supposedly about John Stamos making a play for her. Is that true?
That is false.
That sounds false. That's false.
It's about Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Yeah. Steve.
Very good.
Expert.
All right. Jesse and Joey had a radio show that they called what?
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
Or I could give you the name and ask you if it's fact or fiction.
Give it. I don't know the name.
Rush Hour Renegades. That was their radio show,
right.
Which we're changing this show to. We're now the Rush Hour Renegades.
Oh, Jesse's God. Band was the Rippers.
Yeah. Right?
He was always wearing the leather jacket.
There's alliteration with the R there.
I buy it. Yeah, true.
As a matter of fact, it is true. Yes. All right. Jesse named his favorite comb Mr. Good Part.
Oh.
Fact or fiction?
Anything this cheesy, I'm down for, yes. Oh.
All right, I'll totally buy it. I'll go with Dave. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
That is correct also. Let's see. I'll give you two more. Comet, the golden retriever on Full House, was the same dog in the first Air Bud movie.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I'm not getting any spidey sense on this
one. I'm going to say I have to say no. Because he doesn't look any older from the show to Air Bud. But when did Air Bud come out? Ah, damn.
1998.
No, it's not.
Oh, then not.
No. I'm sorry. 1998 is when Bud died.
Then maybe it is. What's the answer?
The answer is yes. It is the same dog.
Right. We salute you, Air Bud.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.